have you been doing today?
Well, yesterday I made the mistake of going to a party, and there were people drinking there.
Another solution when you feel stressed and overwhelmed is to seek support. The health benefits of joining a support group have been proven in study after study. Breast cancer survivors who joined a support group live twice as long as those who didn't. There are various 12-step programs and support groups for people dealing with drug addiction, diabetes, heart disease, cancer, divorce, or even a family member who has a drinking problem.
I think we all had some good input here, and hopefully you have some ideas on how to maybe handle things better.
Become aware of your stress. Keep a journal of who or what pushes your buttons. Create a list of your top 10 stressors and make it a goal to tackle at least one thing on the list every week. As you consider each item, remember the 5 steps. Step 1. Identify the source of your stress. All behavioral change starts with awareness of what to change. That's why you need to spend time carefully identifying the source of your stress. Step 2. Eliminate the source of your stress if possible. When confronted with stress, always ask yourself, how can I solve this problem? Don't forget to build in extra time for errands and projects that take longer than you think. That will eliminate a lot of stress. Step 3. Rethink the stress you can't eliminate. Look for thinking that is overly negative and argue back with the thoughts that seem exaggerated or muddled. Step 4. Cope with the stress you can't rethink. 6 of the most popular techniques for coping with stress are exercise, deep breathing, yoga, meditation, progressive muscle relaxation, and taking up a hobby. Step 5. Don't forget the power of support. Supportive friends will help you through a crisis, keep you hanging on when you are at the end of your rope, and keep you afloat when you think you are about to sink. Support is your secret weapon against stress. Identify, eliminate, rethink, cope, and seek support. These are the 5 steps to managing almost any type of stress you encounter.
Remember, when it comes to stress management, everyone's needs are different, and a relaxation method or coping strategy that works for some people might not work for you. Choose the technique you feel comfortable with and keep practicing it until your stress levels subside. Now that the program is over, you may be asking yourself, how am I going to put what I've learned today into action? If that's the case, be sure to check out the Behavioral Change module. You'll find it in the bonus feature section of the main menu. I hope you've enjoyed watching this program on stress. I just want to remind you that this video is not meant as a substitute for advice you get from your personal physician. Always consult your doctor before making any changes to your diet, your level of exercise, or any medicines or supplements you may be taking. Your doctor can help determine whether your symptoms are stress-related or if there is some other reason why you are feeling the way you do. Once you rule out other causes, then you can decide if managing stress is the right course of action for you.